What's up? How are you?
I'm good. My bees are gone.
Oh, yeah. He got rid of his bees. Although, when I came in today, there was a bee waiting out front for me.
Yeah, there was
I walked down the steps, and I was like, I'm just going to wait, let him do his thing, and then he flew away. I was like, okay, this is my time to I didn't want to let him in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was afraid of. Like, I'm not, like, afraid of bees. I've gotten stung by a bee before in my life, but, like, I didn't want to let him in your house.
No, that's... I did the same thing. I got home from work.
And he was, like, right near the door, so I was like, come on, dude.
He was just hanging out there. Uh-huh. I got home from work, and he was doing the same thing. I don't mean, I don't know if it was the same bee, but, like, there was one hanging out. It was, like, at the mailbox.
Yeah.
Then I went to the doorbell.
Don't they have anywhere better to be? Their queen's gone.
Anywhere. The queen's gone. Everything's gone. Their queen is gone. They're just hanging out still. He said it would take, like, 72 hours.
Maybe they just like you. Maybe they just want to hang out with you.
Maybe. If they could be attack bees, maybe I could train them.
Well, I'm glad that you got the majority of it taken care of.
The hive
still got some lone bees.
Yeah, for being 2 weeks, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, the hive was like this big.
Yeah.
Not that anybody can see. Yeah. Probably like a, I don't know,
he does like this
six
big
by
with
six,
his hands,
maybe?
And I'm the only person that can see it.
Yeah, I mean, Archie, that's not his.
He's playing with a toy that does not belong to him.
I'm going to have to get it.
Please hold.
Elevator music. And I'm back.
All right, well, now that we've gotten that taken care of,
yeah.
Would you like me to tell you what we're doing this week?
Sure, why not?
Do you have any idea what we're doing this week? I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. I don't think you briefed me on this.
I don't think I did. Well, today I'm going to be covering the Tennessee Wild Man. You ever heard of him?
No.
All right. Well, then this will be fun.
I hope it's fun.
I try. Okay, I try to make it interesting. I try to keep it. You know.
Are we going to play any games?
I really need to come up with one where we can play like another little game because I really enjoyed that. I thought it was a lot of
people did.
It was a really good idea.
And we dropped the ball because we didn't put it on Instagram. Well, like we said we were going to.
But. See, and now we have a perfect excuse to do another one.
We'll come up with something.
This is not a game, though, however, unfortunately. The story of the Tennessee Wild Man began in McNary County, which is a rugged terrain in the southwestern part of Tennessee. Shocker, he's in Tennessee.
I was going to say his name. It's all in there.
He's actually from, and I say, like, the most obscure place in the world.
It all starts in Maine.
So it was there in the early 1800s that the first documented sighting of this unknown creature began. Settlers and explorers began reporting encounters with this being that wasn't a man or an animal, but more like something in between.
Like, not a yeti, but a yeti.
Something like that. Like, something's weird going on. Like, he's not fully one or the other. Something's fishy here.
Alrighty.
One of the earliest and intriguing accounts came from a newspaper article that was published in the Hagerstown Mail on March 5th, 1871. The piece literally reads like a warning straight out of a nightmare. Described a strange and frightful being that had been seen for weeks in the area between Sauby and Craneville. So, I'm assuming that if you live in Tennessee, that's small towns in Tennessee.
They know where it's at.
I'm not familiar.
I don't know.
The creature was said to be 7 feet tall, because of course it is. Why wouldn't it be 7 feet tall? It has to be.
I mean, if you're a creature.
Right.
Gotta be scary.
You gotta have some kind of effect.
Gotta be scary. Gotta be tall.
Yeah. Said to have insane strength, because of course. With eyes that are usually large and red, and hair that is tangled, matted mess. Just a disaster.
I just came up with our game, by the way.
Okay.
While you were talking about your tangled yeti guy.
He's not a yeti.
Cryptid versus cryptid.
Oh, that would be fun.
Wild man versus Puckwudgie.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll see. We'll see by the end of this what we'll take. So, what is extremely fascinating about that early news article is how closely it aligns with modern day reports of the wild man. So if he's not nothing, he's consistent. The height, eyes, hair, and overall appearance have remained consistent with the legend for over 150 years.
Wow.
It's a long time to be
a
legend.
I mean, especially to stay the same.
Right. Like, have consistencies. I feel like that's where you lose it with, like, urban legends. Like, there's always, like, 50 years ago, we said this, but that didn't actually happen.
Yeah, the Jersey Devil it's the same, like, style of story.
Right.
But it constantly
changes. It differs.
Yeah.
We get lost along the way somewhere. So the consistency kind of lends a certain credibility to the stories, in my opinion, I think at least. So if the wild man is indeed a figment of the imagination, it's one that has stayed extremely stable over the years because we're all still seeing it.
Hey, staying stable.
Right? So where did the idea of the wild man come from? I'm sure you're dying to know. Are you like on the edge of your seat?
If I was, I'd be in the mic, but I am on the edge of my seat. Look at the dogs. They literally cannot wait.
Can't. They're ecstatic.
They're like, yeah.
So some folklorists, I just love that word, folklore, such a fun word.
Okay.
Some folklorists and historians say the European tradition of wild man could be a possible explanation. These figures were often depicted in medieval art and literature and were seen as embodiments of nature's untamed power. When settlers arrived in the New World, they brought these stories with them, and maybe when finding all of that open wilderness of Tennessee, that was a perfect place for the story to take root and really flourish. While other theories about the wild man's origins suggest that they may have started in Native American folklore. So, we've got two suggestions here. The Cherokee tribe, who at the time called much of Tennessee home, had their own stories of mysterious forest-dwelling creatures. Many people theorized that the wild man could be sort of like a blend of the tribe's tales along with the settlers' own fears and fascinations. So I think that's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a collab of when your favorite creatures collab. The last theory, and personally the one that I found the most interesting, definitely the saddest of the three, but nonetheless, the theory suggests that the Tennessee Wild Man may have been a circus attraction that escaped captivity.
Of course he is.
This narrative fits perfectly into the 19th century fascination with freak shows and exotic displays, which I can't tell. Have you seen The Greatest Showman?
No, I've been meaning to see it.
You haven't seen The Greatest Showman?
It's on my list.
That's crazy. Yeah, add it to the watch list. But, like, that's what I think of. Like, you know, like, bearded lady and, like, the tallest man ever. Just, like, I don't want to say, like, freak shows, but, like, that's literally what they were. Like, that's what they were called.
Did you ever see the, I guess it'll be Hero of Now. The Paranormal Circus?
Paranormal Circus?
Wild.
No.
Look it up on Instagram or something.
Yeah. I have no idea. We went
when it was like, they've actually came down closer. I think they did KOP, but we went in and it was like closer to New York. Crazy.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have Good to time. Indulge. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never even heard of it.
Comes out, well, I think it comes out around Halloween. Yeah. But,
huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the idea that a captive wild-like man may have broken free and just resorted to the woods is definitely dramatic and crazy, and for sure gets the public's attention. However, obviously, this theory remains unknown. We'll never know if, you know, what he is, if he was a circus act freak show that just happened to wander off and said, forget this, I'm just going to resort to the woods.
Yeah. I mean, if you find him, you can ask him.
I'm not sure if I'm going to go looking for him. Are you? I don't know. Although, I don't know. I haven't really given you much yet. Let me paint a picture of this unknown creature.
Okay.
Because according to eyewitnesses' accounts that quite literally span over a century, the Tennessee Wild Man is a sight to behold and one that is not easily forgotten. So, as I said earlier, the height, he stands between 7 and 9 feet tall. His entire body is covered in thick, shaggy hair. It's usually dark gray or a reddish brown. His eyes are red, and witnesses have said that they feel like they could pierce through your soul. And lastly, the smell. If you begin to smell an overpowering stench described as a combination of skunk and rotting meat, then you'll know that you found our guy.
Well, he probably doesn't shower, so.
No, I can't imagine he does that very often.
Yeah. So I'll give you the skunk smell. Especially maybe he tries to eat skunks.
Perhaps. So. That's his dinner.
Yeah. You get sprayed. He's got no tomato sauce. No oatmeal baths.
Please. He doesn't have our remedies. So the Tennessee Wild Man isn't just a sight and smell to experience. It's also known for its odd behavior. It is extremely aggressive, particularly towards women and dogs. It's also known for its scream. This creature is said to produce a bone-chilling scream unlike any known animal.
So not like the Yeti.
Yeah. No. It's ear-piercing. His eyes are soul-piercing and his scream is ear-piercing.
Just everything's getting pierced.
He's just not fun.
Yeah.
And despite its huge size and aggressive reputation, the wild man is known for its elusiveness. It moves so fast and with this crazy-like agility that seems almost impossible. It can easily outrun humans and even cars. It also seems to have this ability to appear and disappear that has led people to speculate whether the wild man has some sort of supernatural abilities, which I think would be pretty sick.
Yeah, I think you can go with Skinwalker Ranch kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
How they have like portals there or something. Yeah. I bet you it's the same kind of deal. There's probably like a portal. He like walks in and then boop, boop.
Yep. Boop. He's just through the portal. Pops up wherever he wants to be.
Yeah. Or you got the Puckwudgie thing where you can just turn invisible whenever you want.
Yeah, you just poof. Gone.
Adios.
Insane. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
The legend of the Tennessee Wild Man isn't just built on vague rumors and silly little stories. Over the years, there have been many reported sightings and encounters, of course. I mentioned earlier about the newspaper article from 1871, and that was the first documented sighting. In 1896, an encounter was reported, what later became known as the Wild Man of Chilhowie. According to the story that was published in Forest and Stroud magazine, four hunters came across a naked, hairy man in the forest of East Tennessee. This wasn't just any man wandering in the woods. This guy had talon-like fingernails and toenails, tusks instead of teeth, hair all over his body. The hunters attempted to capture this wild man and bring him back to
civilization.
Cleveland, Tennessee.
Yeah.
But the creature was too strong. He overpowered the four hunters and escaped back into the forest.
About right. He's probably got the strength of 10 men.
I was literally just going to say, it's four men versus one wild man and they can't get it. Mm. I'm not sure about 100 men versus one gorilla.
Oh my God. They just brought this up at work.
What's their consensus?
Well, we started using people at the shop, so we were trying to figure out who we would just sacrifice.
I think the gorilla is taking easily. The gorilla is winning in every case scenario.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I think there's too many people to overpower it.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. There's power in numbers. Do you know how strong gorillas are?
I haven't arm wrestled one before.
Can't say I have.
No.
All right, well, four men versus this one wild man, and they did not have much success.
Mm-mm.
So we're fast-forwarding now to the late 1990s. A man named Rob Phillips is a paranormal investigator. He was hiking with his cousin at the Watauga Cliffs. It was a rainy night, and they ventured into the woods when suddenly everything went quiet.
That's how you know something's around. Right? When things are quiet, it's like in the sea.
It's never good.
You're like swimming with a bunch of fish, and all of a sudden they all disappear.
Yeah, what's coming? Who's right around that corner? Yep. And obviously, if you have a brain in your head, literally my next line, you know when everything in the forest goes quiet, something bad's about to happen. You beat me to it.
Yeah, if you don't know that, then
right,
you need to
not be in the forest.
Yeah.
So Phillips and his cousin heard the snap of a twig, followed by a scream that he described as nothing that he had ever heard before. The two men ran in different directions, and that's when Rob saw it, only 15 feet away from him. He described the creature as stout and standing about 9 feet tall.
What if there's two wild men?
There was only one.
One's 7 foot, one's nine foot.
So you just pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
With his beady red eyes covered in fur. But what really stuck out to him was the smell. He described it as a horrific stench that he assumed death would smell like.
Okay.
Rob later shared his story on the TV show Monsters and Mysteries in America, which is what brought the legend of the Tennessee Wild Man to a wider audience.
I thought you were going to say Monsters Inside Me, and I was going to be like, eh. I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one, Chief. More recently, in 2012, a man named Matt Sieber reported a sighting near his home in McNairy County, which, if you were paying attention, is the same area where some of the earliest Wild Man reports started. Sieber described seeing a creature about 8 feet tall. So this one's 8 feet tall, so maybe there's three.
Now there's three.
Now we've got three going on. With red eyes, hair everywhere, he claims to have heard it growl, and he watched in horror as it chased after a stray cat.
Did you mention earlier if its eyes that were red, if they glow? Because I feel like
I didn't say that they glow, I just said that they pierce. Like, people have described them as, like, piercing. No, it's like piercing red eyes. I don't think they said anything about glowing.
Okay.
I mean, Unless you could take that how you wish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, piercing, glowing, I don't know. The Wild Man serves as a point of pride for many Tennesseans. How Scotland has Nessie and the Pacific Northwest has Bigfoot, you know. Tennessee has the Wild Man. Everybody's got to have one.
Everybody's got to have their own.
Jersey's got thing. The devil, whole thing.
I don't know if PA has. I mean, we've part of the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, but this is true. But, like, I feel like Jersey takes that one.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Wait, what did you say?
We have part of the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about the Jersey Devil. I thought
I mean, we kind of were.
Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, because, like, can you say the Jersey Devil is Pennsylvania?
That's what I
he
mean.
He did fly over like into Pennsylvania for a few
but
days.
But I feel like you have to give that to Jersey. They don't have much. You have to let them have their cryptid. Their cryptid, their creature. That's all they really get.
Silence is golden.
The legend has had a tangible impact on local culture. There's Wild Man themed products and souvenirs, conventions, and events that are all local, and they all attract tourists. So it's a big tourist trap. Shit, I would go.
You have to go.
Right?
Again, it's like all the other things we've seen. You have to go.
In recent years, there's been a growing interest in specifically investigating claims of cryptic sightings, including the Wild Man. So he's on some people's radars. Organizations like the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization take a more systematic approach to investigating reports of mysterious creatures, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, so funny mm-hmm. and so crazy and, like, power to those people.
Oh, yeah. You can do.
Like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Going to look for Bigfoot and the Yeti. And,
right?
I mean, I think they're all the same thing, but Wild Man.
Yeah. Those investigations turned up large, unidentified footprints, hair samples that do not match any known animal, recordings of strange vocalizations, and, of course, the numerous eyewitness accounts have been used as credible sources as for the Wild Man. The debate between believers and skeptics continues to this day, with both sides presenting its arguments. What is clear that the legend of the Tennessee Wild Man, whether based in fact or purely just folklore, it continues this day to spark discussion. Nick is literally throwing pillows at his dog right now.
He's eating something.
He's eating something he's not supposed to have, exactly. So Nick's just throwing pillows at him.
I was trying not to interrupt everybody.
In front, I was just about done anyway. I was just about to take it over to you to get your thoughts, your comments, concerns.
On the Wild Man?
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think he could just be Bigfoot.
Okay, so he's just Bigfoot.
He could be.
I mean, he could be. It's a very real possibility.
He's described as, like, close to Bigfoot.
There's a lot of
They did not mention his feet size, though.
They did not.
They did talk about his nasty-ass toenails, though.
His toenails and his talons for teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means his teeth grow.
Right.
Do our teeth grow?
Not our adult teeth. Oh, well, no, our adult teeth do grow. They grow into our mouth. So, like,
but they don't keep growing.
Yeah, no, they don't keep growing.
It's not like you have to, like, gnaw on something
your
to keep
baby
your teeth
down. Grow.
What are you talking about?
Your baby teeth have to grow. They friggin' you're not born with teeth, so your baby teeth grow.
Well, I guess. It depends on how you look at it.
No, not depending how you look at it. You're not born with teeth
but
in your mouth.
Like,
once they're your final set of teeth in your mouth, no, I don't think they
but like the,
grow.
Even the baby tooth doesn't, like, once it comes through the gum, it doesn't continue to just keep growing.
Yeah, this
length.
Is true. It just, like,
that's what
saw.
I was meaning.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, so our teeth definitely don't grow.
mm-hmm. Otherwise, we have to be gnawing on stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the sense of Pukwudgies versus the Wild Man?
Well, I was going to say that could be our next game. So, like, when we do another episode, we can do an episode where it's like cryptid versus cryptid.
This is true.
Yeah.
I like it. I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Gosh, we've already done so many cryptids already. I feel like exactly. We wouldn't even have to do that big of a refresher.
No. We still have to refresh everybody.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'd need a refresher. I'm pretty good at, like, knowing what I need to cover for that week. And then
forgetting it the next week.
Yep.
Well, that wraps it
Not
up for me.
Space.
And my Wild Man. That's all I've really got for him.
Well, he seems wild.
I hate you. He seems wild. Get the hell out of here.
I mean, it's in his name, so if he's not wild, then that would be... They'd have to call him, like, Calm Man or something.
Calm Man. I'm with it.
Yeah, you know? I don't have anything. Nothing to close.
Nothing
so.
To add.
I guess that it means everybody's going to have to jump onto our social medias and follow us there.
Yes.
What are they in?
Ominous Archives. The Ominous Archives.
Do we add one? I'm trying to think. Well, because I know there's like YouTube. We don't mention that. We have YouTube now. We've had it. It, for whatever reason, likes to double up the videos. So we've like, I don't know how many videos. What is this, 18 or 19?
Yeah.
So double that.
Quick math.
Yeah. I don't feel like doing quick math. It's almost 9 o'clock at night. My brain is on its way down. We also want to shout out our new team member, Sam. She not only helps us with our research and writing our scripts, she also has her own website and podcast, Scare Me Sam. So if you want, you know, go check her out. She does great work for us. And her podcast, you can, if you're looking for like a horror book or thriller or anything like that, she gives book reviews. So if you're in the market for a new book, go check out Scare Me Sam. I think that's it. I was looking into slogans for us, but...
See ya is our slogan right now.
See ya. Yeah, we don't have one. So with all that being said, we are going to get out of here. See yas.
See ya.